The integral yoga, which involves a deep understanding of the normal psychology of the human being, as well as the impact of the descent of the higher spiritual force to manifest the divine will in the manifestation, has to develop its own terminology and specific definitions so as to ensure clear communication and understanding. One such instance of this is distinguishing between will and willing. Will, as a concept, is reserved for the expression of the higher intention in the manifestation. Willing is what arises as a result of pressures on the body, life, mind, through its interactions in the world. We tend not to distinguish these two normally, as they enter us subliminally and arise as if from within ourselves, and we thus call them our will in action. A close consideration, however, can aid us in seeing both the source and the nature of the various impulsions upon which we act and react. The mother notes, quote, "I have another question about what I told you the other day when we discussed the distinction between will and willings. I told you that willings, what Sri Aurobindo calls willings, are movements arising not from a higher consciousness coming down into the being and expressing itself in action, but from impulses or influences from outside. We reserve the word will to express what in the individual consciousness is the expression of an order or impulse coming from the truth of the being, from the truth of the individual, his true being, his true self, you understand. That we call will. And all the impulses, actions, movements arising in the being which are not that, we said, were willings. And I told you, in fact, that without knowing it, or at times even knowing it, you are moved by influences coming from outside which enter in without your even being aware of them and arouse in you what you call the will that a certain thing may happen or another may not, etc." End quote. Reference, Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, The Hidden Forces of Life, Chapter 3, Hidden Forces Around, pages 55 to 56.